KFIZ News Time is 8:38. Welcome back into Fond du Lac today here on KFIZ. And as promised, it is a great holiday to celebrate. It is National Donut Day. So if you've not had breakfast yet, or if you're maybe second breakfast, third breakfast, midday snack, there's your idea. And a place you can get some donuts. Oh, there are many great places, I'll say that, first of all, to get donuts in and around the Fond du Lac area or wherever you're listening from. But our friends at the Salvation Army are helping out with the Donut Day celebrations here on a Friday. And Connie's joining us.
Yes.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. Ooh, I am here with something to take your mind off that heat. I have a challenge.
Okay.
Are you up for a challenge, young man?
I am up for a challenge.
Listeners, I know you're up for a challenge because every time this community needs or brings something to your attention, you respond. And that's part of the reason I'm here. The challenge is to help us celebrate Donut Day by spreading 800 smiles across the community. Here's how.
Okay.
Okay? So, today is Donut Day, and it rolled into being during World War I when our Salvation Army ladies, yes, ladies, went to the front lines to help soldiers help them boost their morale, mm-hmm. and feel more like home. So what they did is they took helmets, which were made out of metal, and into them they dropped sweet dough. Mm-hmm. And deep fried it, and then they served those to the soldiers on the front line. It spread smiles. And so Donut Day came into being because of that effort. And so we want to keep those smiles going today, all right? And we do that every year, but today especially, after the year we've had, this is a day that we can all get into, okay? So the 800-day Donut Day challenge is the idea of going and getting a donut, a sweet treat. Locally, there are numerous places, all right? And I'm sure they are all celebrating Donut Day in their own way, but you can bring the celebration to them and outward. Grab a donut for yourself, treat yourself, and then grab an extra donut. Mm-hmm. Or pay for the person you know, that is behind you.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
Random acts of kindness. Let's pay it forward. Each donut is a smile. At the Salvation Army Corps, we're offering free donuts, individually packaged.
Nice.
Powdered sugar or these lovely chocolate ones. Pick up a package today from 9:30 till 11:30, unless they disappear sooner. All right? And then get one to share. So take one and get one to give. Pass it forward. And all we ask is that you go ahead and grab a picture of a smile that you've created mm-hmm. with these donuts. Tag the Salvation Army Facebook, because our goal is to brighten this community with our smiles at a time when I think, you know, we need reason to smile.
Yeah.
And maybe the heat isn't going to be the thing that makes everyone smile. But we encourage you to please join us in celebrating. Use this as a day when we can just glaze over, see what I did there, what has happened, and look to the future.
The donuts might melt in the heat. You got to be careful.
Powdered sugar. Or eat them fast.
Just scarf them down and,
right.
and eat them and then pass them on to your friends. But really cool initiative, and it's really awesome. And like you said, the donuts at the Salvation Army are one thing, but there's so many great places in town. No matter where you stop, if you're listening, you know, outside of town too, Oshkosh, you know, Waupun, whatever, go grab some donuts. And
don't not forget to spread smiles, because what we're doing then is helping people remember mm-hmm. how incredibly wonderful we all are, mm-hmm. individually and also collectively. And the other thing that is happening today is Donut Day rolled out, see what I did there, because of the smiles that the Salvation Army created mm-hmm. by creating that sweet treat in World War I for those who were serving on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we open our doors and unveil give a first look to our front line of service display wall, which is 20 feet of appreciation. For those who served this community and those some particular individuals who served alongside of us on the front lines during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. So this is a twofold day, two reasons to celebrate. Okay. And cool. So Alliant Energy, Sam's Club, they helped us bring this forward. Come and join us today. Our donuts, there are three in a package, and that is not by accident. Well, it works really well because each of these three, hope, kindness, and compassion, the three key elements that brought this community through the pandemic, the three key elements of the support that we received from the community. Each one of these donuts represents one of those elements. So come and help us spread that word.
Awesome. So 9:30 donuts.
9:30-ish,
whatever.
Cool. Come 237 North Main Street. That's our address. But here's the kicker. You want to enter off the parking lot, which is around the building,
sure,
off of Follett Street. Mm-hmm. Okay? So park in that parking lot. Come through the doors. Well, there's two sets of doors. You can come through either set of doors. Our display and the donuts will be set up in our fellowship hall, which is the door with the awning that has nothing over it.
Sure.
Okay. But either door, we're going to get you donuts. We will get you there. Just bottom line is, do not forget how wonderful you are and how wonderful we are together.
Absolutely. And the wall, people can come check that out today too.
Absolutely. And that is, this is the first look at what is a permanent display. Come see the wonderful work Alliant Energy did and Signorama. Okay. It's awesome. Just absolutely beautiful. And by the way, the stations are on that.
We are.
And that's okay. Because cool. Of what you and all of the listeners have done to support us and our community all the way through.
Excellent.
So, woohoo for you all.
Thank you very much. Connie, we appreciate it. Happy Donut Day. And that'll wrap up our conversation here this morning. Stop by and get those donuts.
Yes.
And celebrate here today. It's 8:45. More coming up.
Rookie A.J. Dillon hoping for more opportunity in his